Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Lamed Hei Yomid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, coming towards the end of Simen Tov Kuf Nun Tes. We begin already halfway down this Omud, Lamed Hei Yomid Beis, with Siv Ches in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Baal Bris, the person who's making a Bris Milah on Tisha B'Av, Baruch Hashem Mazel Tov, Lovesh Begodim Acherim, is allowed to put on non-Tisha B'Av clothing. He can wear Shabbos clothing. However, Ach Lo Levonim Mamish, he shouldn't wear his best clothing that he possibly has. But he's allowed to change into nicer clothing. The Mishneh Berurah explains in Siv Kut Lamed Aleph that this is Umutarim Lahachlif HaKutonis Kimo B'Shabbos Chazon. Just like on Shabbos Chazon, we allow you to wear Shabbos clothing, according to those that we paskin that way, that allow you to wear your Shabbos clothing on Shabbos Chazon, so too you can wear them for a bris on Tisha B'Av itself. The Ramah adds, and he says, Hagah, Vavi HaBen, the father of the child that's being mild, the Moyel, and the Sanduk, the one who holds the baby during the Bris Milah, Kulam Nikroim Bali Bris, included in this Baal Bris distinction that the Mechaber says can wear their nicer clothing. So brings down from the Beis Yosef, this includes not only the father of the baby, but also the Moyel, the one who does the Bris Milah, and the Sanduk, the one who's holding the baby while the Bris Milah is being done. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Lamed Beis says, V'hu Adin Imo, he brings down, this also includes the mother, brings down from the Chayi Adam, the mother would also be allowed to wear nice clothing. And he adds, the Ramah, Umuto Lilbosh Bigdei Shabbos, Li'acha Shigomru Hakinos, when you're doing the Bris Milah before midday, we had yesterday a discussion, do you do it before midday or you do it after midday bedavka, but everybody agrees you do it after the kinos. So when you go and put on this clothing, is not during the kinos, you after the kinos, you can then put on your nicer clothing. Mutar lilbosh bigdei Shabbos, li'acha shigomru hakinos, ubon lama latinok, when you're going to do the Bris Milah. However, ava lo yilbishu levonim, but as I mentioned, the Mechaber holds, you don't wear your nicest clothing. This is brought down for the Ma'ariel. Now, Mishneh Berurah Siv Kut Lamed Gimel tells us, V'imheim chadoshim, if they're brand new clothing, they weren't worn previously, shenikra yitzben, that they're recognizable as being fully pressed and in tip-top condition, then you shouldn't wear them on Tisha B'Av when you're doing a Bris Milah. Also lulavshim, then you shouldn't wear them. It brings down from the Magen Avraham and the Derech HaChayim. However, in Dershu footnote number 32, he does bring down from a previous Shaar HaTzion where he wrote in Simen Tov Kuf Nun Aleph in the name of the Yad Ephraim, She'en Lavosh Bemila B'Tisha B'Av Big Day Shabbos, that you shouldn't wear your Big Day Shabbos, and here he seems to say that you can wear your Big Day Shabbos. On the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shenir Shemash because of Ramah, Shemut Lavosh Big Day Shabbos over here is Lav Davka. He's explained to Ramah he is not really wearing your Shabbos clothing. Shaar HaTzion, because he concludes afterwards, Shalo Yilbishu Levonim Mamish, which sounds like that's the Shabbos clothing. So again, there seems to be three levels here. Your Tisha B'Av clothing, a nicer level of clothing, which you shouldn't wear on Tisha B'Av, but isn't necessarily your nicest Shabbos clothing, and then your nicest Shabbos clothing. So those are the three levels, and it seems from the Aruch HaShulchan, he's suggesting that the Ramah is saying this middle level, but not really your Shabbos clothing, even though he uses the Lashon of your Shabbos clothing over here. Mishneh Berurah continues, however, and brings down from the Sefer Bigdei Yesha, whose mitzadei the davka mehem chadoshim mamish. The only time you can't wear the Shabbos clothing if they're brand new. Avo b'lav hochi, if it's not brand new Shabbos clothing, av shenikra agiyut shalem mutter. Even though you can see the pressing and then they're nicely taken care of, but they're not brand new, then you would be allowed to go and wear them. The Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, from the Sefer Bigdei Yesha, he adds, the mikom mokom also lino minolim, that even if you're allowed to wear nicer clothing, you still can't wear shoes. And the reason is, why is there a difference between putting on nicer clothing and shoes, is the shinu begodim, to wear nicer clothing on Tisha B'Av, that's a minug not to do so. Hurak minug, and therefore, it's mutter levatlo for a Bris Milah, before the covenant of the Bris Milah. However, Avo Chalili says it's inappropriate, improper, levatel echad b'chamisha inuyim, one of the five afflictions, which is not to wear leather shoes, which is a din in the Gemara, that you don't remove that din in the Gemara for the covenant of the Milah, that you should wear shoes at the Bris Milah. Mishneh Berurah Siv Kut Dala says that you can change out of your Tisha B'Av clothing after the keynotes when you're coming to do the Bris Milah. And he says, l'achar milah poshtim b'gdem, but after the Bris Milah, you also have to go back to wearing your Tisha B'Av clothing. Siv Tes, the Mechaber writes, Tisha B'Av Shecholios B'Shabbos, when Tisha B'Av actually falls out on Shabbos, and therefore V'Nidchal Yom Rishon, and the commemoration of Tisha B'Av is on Yud B'Av, in this situation, Then a Baal Bris is a Baal Mincha. They have the Bris after Mincha, so you first daven Mincha. Ba'od Hayom Gado, while it's still day outside, they know Mashlim Taniso, and then they can actually break their fast and have the Suda. That's what the Mechaber says, because Lefish Yom Tov Shalom, this is the Yom Tov for him, it's a Nidcha, it's not really Tisha B'Av, it's Yud B'Av, it's after Chatzos, there is no Hanhaga on a regular Yud B'Av past Chatzos. He says, in this situation, the Baal Bris can go and break his fast and doesn't have to complete the fast because it's his personal Yom Tov. Now, the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkot Lamed Hey, Avolim Chol Mila B'Tisha B'Av Shelo Nidcha. If this was Tisha B'Av and the Bris Mila is done actually on Tisha B'Av, Tzorich LaHashlam Atayinis, then you do have to go and finish the fast and you don't eat even though you did the Bris Mila. And he says this is true not only for Tisha B'Av, a lot of Dafik Tisha B'Av. He says the same din applies to a din Bistam Tanis Shegozru Atzibur. This is any public fast for the Tzibur, or Obachol Arbat Somos, or the Tfasa Tishabov, Tsum Gedaya, Shivasa Batamas and Asarbatavis, unless they were Nidachin, unless Imlohu Dichuyin. The only one that really can't be a Dichuy is Asarbatavis, is talking about the Tsum Gedaya, Shivasa Batamas and Tishabov, which can be Nidcha. So in those situations, you shouldn't break your fast Tsurich Lahashlim. But if they were Nidachin, so then this din would apply, that you can daven and break the fast. And he says, V'chein adin l'inyun chosun b'yom chupah, so same thing applies on a chosun on the day of his wedding, b'stam tanis tibur, if it happens to fall out, that night is a tanis, that day is a tanis tibur, and he's getting married that night, or b'chol arbat zomos, im lo yudichuyin, or the other fast days, if they're not a dochli, tzorich l'ashlam tanis, you can't break your fast, you have to go fast that day, unless it's a nidcha tanis. V'nosin akos latino klishtos, and the custom is to give a child to drink the kos of the chuppah, but if it's a nidcha, then ain't tzorich lahashlim. Then you don't have to go and finish off the fast. And mutar lishtos hakos, everybody can drink from the kos who's supposed to. V'chein lechol lachar chuppaso, and the chosin can eat, the kala as well can eat after the chuppah. The rego shlohu, again, a similar idea on a nidcha. That's a personal yontif for him, and they don't have to finish the fast. Dirshu footnote number 34 brings down that the Shaar HaTzion in Simen Tov Resh Pei Vav tells us, should be Shaar Tzomos on Nidcha Chachim, exception of Tisha B'Av, one can be Mekel. Yesh Lahokel, Lebal Bris, Velochosen, B'Yom Chupaso, Shein Otzrich Lotzum Klal, but they don't have to go and fast. So the distinction here seems to be a difference between Tisha B'Av and the other fast days. Sivkot Lamed Vav says, the Baal Bris in this situation on the Nidcha Tisha B'Av is allowed to go and Daven Mincha and break his fast and have the Suda. So he says, Bechlal Zeh, who's included here in the Baal Bris as well? The same thing as we said before, it's the father, Avi Abain, the Imo, and the mother as well, as we brought down, Vahamoyel Vasandik, and this includes also the Moyel and the Sandik. However, not the Kvaters, Avalo Machnis Umotzi, Avalo Machnis Vamotzi, the Kol Shaken Sharkrim, and nobody else as well. This only includes those four people, the father and the mother, the Sandik, and the Moyel himself. However, Mikol Mokom, Afshim Utorim Lechol, then he adds, even though these four people are allowed to eat, Lo yasu biyom suda gdol, they still shouldn't make a big suda like they would otherwise. Kamosh osi mishar yomim, il lo hayo b'tisha b'av. If it was tisha b'av, you'd have a big bris. But he says here, they should just eat, but they shouldn't have a big suda. And in Dirshu footnote number 37, he brings down from Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Shevet Alevi, shebali abris yochlu kol echad levado b'veitzo. They should each eat separately in the house. They shouldn't even gather together, even though they're allowed to eat. They shouldn't make it into a formal, more formal suda. Sivkot Lam Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says that they daven mincha, v'skimu achronim, and the achronim say, and you can see it in the Shaar HaTzion, in Os Lamed Ches, there's the Chemed Moshe, the Yerab, the Shari Tshuva, the Chayodam, against the opinion of the Magen Avraham, the Hainu mincha gedola. This is 6.5 hours into the day. At 12:30 in our idealized day, they can already daven. They don't have to wait till mincha ketana. Umuter achakach lecho, and then they can eat right after that. They don't have to go and fast later in the day. Ach tzorch lahadil la kos, kol mishochel. As we said previously, if it's on a Sunday and it's an idcha, so then they're still haven't made havdalah from Shabbos. So before they can eat, they have to make havdalah, just like everybody else will make it on Matzei Tisha B'Av. So since they're allowed to eat by mincha time already after mincha, as the Baal Bris, so they have to make havdalah first. The issue foot number 39 brings down, if the bris hasn't been done yet, they daven mincha, so the Shari Tshuva brings down, is a question, in mutul abali bris lecho, can they eat then or not, or should they wait till after the bris? And he says, maybe the bris won't get done, and therefore they shouldn't eat, or maybe, no, since they're allowed to eat, they can eat now. He brings down as well, from the Loshim to the Poskim, it's mashma, shiyesh lahachmer, that one should be machmer. Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, is in the Sefer Shari Nechom, which we mentioned yesterday, he brings down, he says that they shouldn't eat. Also, like the opinion of the Shari Tshuva don't eat in that situation because maybe they will not do the bris for whatever the reason, and then they'll have eaten for no reason. However, he says, to wash your hands, l'rechotz kodem amila, that's allowed. The Shari Tshuva says it's permissible because kivin shurchitza zu ikidei sheikonis l'mitzvah behidr. You're going to do the mitzvah, so you want to be proper to do the mitzvah. The eating, that can wait, that has nothing to do with the mitzvah, but washing up to do the mitzvah properly, that's allowed. Rechitza shel tzorich mitzvah, this is a rechitza shel tzorich, it's not a mitzvah, a rechitza shel tainik, and therefore it's allowed. And Rav Ozer Zatzal, the Shevet HaLevi, adds, shemachmas hatam hanira le'el, this reasoning is mutal le'echot kodem amila, gamim amila nasis kodem chatzos. It says, even if you're doing the bris mila before chatzos, which we said, some had the custom to do it right after the kinos, said, even then you'd be allowed to go wash, because it's not a rechitza shel tainik. What about for them to wear shoes on a day that is a nidcha tisha b'av? So the Taras HaShulchan is also mistapik here. Maybe the Baal Bris is mutter gam linom and olav. Maybe he could even wear shoes, but he's left with the tzorech in. And Rav Ozer Zatzal in the Shevet HaLevi says, shim hutra lo achila, if you're allowed to eat, vadai hutra lo rechitza yil es hasandal. Certainly, you should, it's a kavah chomer. If you can eat, then you can wash and you can wear shoes. And he adds, shinimri dira poskim, shikoz erak li acha chatzos lo kodim lekeit. But all of this applies only after chatzos. Even if you're doing the bris mila beforehand, you, all of these hanhagos of Tisha B'Av still apply till after chatzos. He brings down from the Hagos Evan Yisro, which is on a sefer on the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, "Sha'af shemin hadin hoya nira shemutter." While technically it might have been allowed, he says, "Yesh lachus l'mar tzayin." He says, "Why are you going to wearing leather shoes? Because other people are going to see this. Not going to know you made a bris this morning, and therefore it's a maris ayin concern." The issue for number 40 brings down the emas that has man a royal habdu. For these people, the Bali Bris, that have to make Havdalah before they eat, when should they make Havdalah? So he brings down again from the Sefer HaGoz Evan Yisrael, Sheish Lahabdil Kod Masiyas HaBris, they should make Havdalah before the Bris. In this way, they can drink the Bris's wine that's used for the Bris, for the Brach of the Bris. And he says, Av Shal Bal Bris, also Lo Lishtos of Make Kiyom Mrs. Mila. All right, we just said, don't eat before you do the Bris Mila. But here, we're talking about the Sanduk or the Moil, or the cotton, they're going to drink this wine of Havdalah. So that's the Mila. Anasas l'achar chatzos, harikon chatzos in lohet l'achila. Since they're about to do the bris, it's after chatzos, so then they can drink this as well. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sift Katan Lamed Ches, and he says, this is a special yontif for the Bali Bris. Yesh omrim shu adin imchol pidgin aben b'tisha b'av shenitcha. The same halach applies according to the opinion of this Yesh omrim, which you can see in the Shara Tzion Osman Malav is the El Yeraba in the name of the Mabushi Yom Tov. And he says that the El Yeraba himself is mafakvik on this. But in any event, the issue footnote number 42, we bring down that Omnam Le'inyan Haminit Lemaisa, how do we practice this practically? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is brought down the Licha Shlomo says, Le'min Hagenu, She'ain Podim Bechor B'Tisha B'Av. We don't do a Pidgin Aben on Tisha B'Av according to our custom. Ela Machkim La'er, we wait till nightfall. And he says the Aruch HaShulchan and Erech HaShai also say similar things. Kedesh Yuch HaKoin Levarech HaKos. This way the coin can make a bar Priya Goffin on the coast and drink it. B'Kain Shein Roy, he says it's also inappropriate on a pidgin aben we make a shechianu that everybody's in sadness and they're making a shechianu, and he therefore says kach gam b'tisha b'av shenidcha, even on a tisha b'av that's pushed off to a Sunday, let's say ein podim bo b'char, we don't do a pidgin aben afilu megiyas man a pidgin b'shabbos, even if it's already the time for Shabbos, we still don't do this. He says that's the custom that Rosh Hashanah Zatzal brings down. The Mishnah Berurah, however, says that according to this idea, the Bali Bris, it's a yontif for them. So for the Bris Mila, Nimka, Gam, Kain, Etzel, yontif, the same reasoning would apply, at least in theory, for the pidgin aben, the Av, Va'Kohen, and the father of the child, and the Kohen, Ain't Suichel, Lahashlam, Matanis. And they technically, according to this opinion, wouldn't have to go and complete the fast. Once they do the pidgin aben in the afternoon, they could go and eat. However, you come welcome in a mutu lasa suda. But again, just like with the bris mila, they certainly shouldn't make a big suda out of it. Shein mitzvah sa suda docha tainis. The mitzvah of the suda isn't docha the tainis, albeit they can break their fast, but they shouldn't be making a fancy suda, like we said, v'chanal in your bris mila. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, "V'davko kishachol pidgin aben bismano." This is only if that's the day of the pidgin aben. Shachol yom lamin aleph shlo bo bayom. The 31st day when you do the pidgin aben is on Tisha B'Av. Avo shlo bismano, if it's not a pidgin aben that's done in the right time, it was pushed off for whatever the reason. V'afilu hoyo yom lamin aleph b'Shabbos. And even if it was the 31st day was on Shabbos, and that's why it's pushed off because we don't do a pidgin aben on Shabbos, the afal pikein, who shlo bismano, bottom line is, it's not called a pidgin aben bismano, so tzrichim l'hashem, that you shouldn't break the fast in that situation. The issue footnote number 44 brings down from the Kaf HaChaim that a bris mila that's not done bismano, it's not the 8th day, but now is the first time you should do it, and zrizim makdim, we always do it on that day, so then, in that situation, he brings down the name of various poskim, shetzorch l'hashem tani, so that you should, in fact, finish the fast. don't break the fast. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal has brought down Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, so he states that since the Mishnah Berurah writes to be machmer only on a pidyon ben shenidcha, and he doesn't mention about a bris milah shenidcha, so he says it appears that the Mishnah Berurah is holding that even a bris shenidcha on a Tisha B'Av shenidcha ain't tzorich lahashlim tani, so it doesn't have to finish the fast. And he adds, sharikosu aposkin should be bris milah afilu mavi aben who avel besoch hashiva nebuch. If there's a bris milah where the father is in avelus, so noel min olav, he's allowed to put on his shoes, right? The Ovel's walking around with socks on or with the non-leather shoes. He's allowed to put on leather shoes for Lovish Big Day Shabbos, and he puts on his Shabbos clothing for the Bris Milah of Osa Suda, and he can make a regular Suda, even though he's in Avelus. And this is true, whether the Bris Milah is Bismana or Bishlo Bismana. If he's doing the Bris Milah, then you're allowed to conduct yourself in this fashion, and therefore, Imkain Ro and Sha'ab Bishlo Bismana. You see from there that even a Bris Milah that's not Bismana is Nechshevis Kiyomtov Legava Yo'ovel. It's considered a Yontov in regards to the Avelus, and will be considered a Yontov over here as well in regards to this Tisha B'Av Shenitcha. The issue footnote number 45 brings down the pidyon haben, however, you can do on Tisha B'Av and even make the bracha of Shechianu. And he brings down for the Shelis and Shuvas, Ha'elev Choshlomo, Sha'av Shein Zmano, Hayom B'Tisha B'Av. Even on a Nidcha pidyon haben, he says, Mikol Mokom Lo Yidches HaPidyon. You should do the pidyon haben and don't push aside the Birchas Shechianu. You shouldn't go and, be machmitz, making it to chometz, making it into something that's not nice, this mitzvah and this bracha. Do the pidyon. Do it towards the end of the tainis, make the shechianu, and then and make a big, beautiful meal to break the fast on, so to say. He brings out from Ravozna Zatzal, the Shevet Levi. He adds, Shemasha Kozov Amar Shak, Sheyivte Somuch Li'erev, that which we just brought down, that you should do this close to evening, humayos tov, that's the ideal. However, miikra din, gan lefneke mutter v'yasu suda v'layla. You can do it during the daytime, it doesn't have to be right next to the suda, and just make the suda at nighttime. And he says this is also found in the Das Torah, shepasuk shemut alasus pidyon ben b'tisha b'av atzmo, you can make the pidyon ben on tisha b'av itself, or l'rosh shechianu, and even makes shechianu. And this, he says, is implied from the Mishnah Berurah as well, and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is brought down in the Lichah Shlomo, says, l'maisa no'agim shelo liftos b'chor b'tisha b'av, he disagrees, and says you shouldn't do the pidyon ben on tisha b'av, v'af lo b'tisha b'av shenidcha, even on a tisha b'av shenidcha, he disagrees, he says, better to wait till the evening. With this, we conclude today's shiur.